Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Happy Wednesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3 hour space station social. DA with you. From the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Wisconsin to Wilmington, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
Hey, listening, D.A., everything we say in D.A., everything.
And as always, we come to you live from the CBS Sports Radio studios and the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan studios. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How's everybody doing today? Thanks so much for dropping on by and spending time with us. We've got a really good show coming up for you. This summer was one of the craziest summers, player movement-wise, in NBA history. One of the best reporters in the game, Ramona Shelburne, is going to join us from ESPN to talk about it. Also, she has done some deep dives into the Donald Sterling saga that changed, altered NBA history. Let's face it, Donald Sterling pushed out, Steve Ballmer in for the Clippers. The Clippers became a renowned organization that was respectable and reputable and no longer a punchline and a joke. And with it, they were able to land the most prized free agent class this offseason with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. And now they perhaps are the favorites to win an NBA title. We'll talk about how all of that came to be. Ramona Shelburne's going to join us in hour number two. Also this morning on the show, I will go inside the English Premier League experience. I had the chance, as I mentioned before, over the weekend to take in a Liverpool match at Anfield, Arsenal at Liverpool, and also Tottenham's brand new sparkling stadium, very reminiscent of the Seahawks stadium in how they built it for sound and an intimidating presence, but brand new and modern and spacious. I want to talk about that comparatively to what I've seen in American sports and what they did well and what they could do better compared to what I've experienced here in the States coming up here in hour number three. Also, this morning on the show, does it sound like Gronk is actually retired for good? When will Antonio Brown just let it go? Can Carly Lloyd actually make it in the NFL? The Royals are apparently for sale. What it means for the finances of that franchise and MLB in general. And uncomfortable audio of an on-air war that went on over the weekend here on CBS Sports Radio. All of that is coming up this morning on the show. Any of those topics you want to jump in on, let's do it. Here is your phone number. It's toll-free, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. But let's begin with the Houston Texans. The Texans have no GM. The Texans have been without a GM for months. Whether that is smart or stupid is apparently open for interpretation these days. I guess we'll have to see how it unfolds over the course of this season. But instead of a GM after the Texans went after the assistant GM in New England under Bill Belichick, Belichick's number two, if you will, and struck out because the Patriots pulled him off the market, and the NFL said, nope, can't do that. They did the next best thing. They just said, we'll just have no GM, and maybe the Patriots team chaplain can kind of do some of the stuff, and Bill O'Brien can do some of the stuff, and we'll stand pat here. Remember, the Patriots team chaplain left the Patriots in the aftermath of the Robert Kraft getting crafty situation down in West Palm. And now it comes to a head because we are just a week and a half away from the NFL starting up, really less than that because it'll start up next Thursday night. And the Houston Texans don't know what to do with Jadeveon Clowney. Clowney's on a franchise tag right now, and the Texans haven't seemed to have too much of an appetite for going deep on him to have a long contract extension on Clowney. And now it appears Clowney's reps want to get their client traded, and that Jadeveon Clowney wants to play for a contender. His representatives have mentioned the Seahawks as a potential destination for Clowney. But it appears that the Dolphins are interested, and Brian Flores, the new head coach, reportedly has already met with Jadeveon Clowney. And so does this make sense? Because let's put this in the framework of the 2019 season here. Andrew Luck just retired. So the Colts became that much more vulnerable. The Jaguars were really good 2 years ago. Last year, a smoking hot mess. Can Nick Foles fix all of that? In the AFC South, the Tennessee Titans, what do you have in Marcus Mariota? Do you have a competitive team that can make the playoffs and do some damage, or a 7-9 squad? In the AFC South, the Texans have the ability to be the best team of that division. They have the ability and the potential to be the best team in the South, win the division, home playoff game, much like last year when they lost to the Indianapolis Colts and Andrew Luck. So why wouldn't the Texans make sure that they kept Clowney, suit him up this year, make sure that you have a replacement for J.J. Watt whenever his career is going to come to an end, and at the very least right now, go all in to try to win in a division that is clearly wide open? Why wouldn't you just give Clowney the money instead of shopping him, apparently, or allowing him to want to be shopped? And frankly, I think it's because Jadeveon Clowney, they're just not in love with. He has not signed the franchise tender, and I don't think they have the appetite to extend him because I just don't think Bill O'Brien loves Jadeveon Clowney, and there's no GM above Bill O'Brien to say, no, I like him, we should do this. It has fallen to Bill, but Chin McGee. And okay, you don't like Clowney, that's one thing. But are you putting too much on Deshaun Watson to basically, with Lamar Miller going down with injury, are you asking Watson to essentially pull off another miracle? Are you counting on your young quarterback to have to do too much again? It is where we begin your cold open.
Clowney actually met with Dolphins head coach Brian Flores and other members of the team brass to get a better idea of their situation. That was one of the rumored potential trade destinations. So the season is coming quick, and still so much is in the air for one of the star pass rushers in the NFL.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
That was Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Frankly, I think Bill O'Brien's not in love with Jadeveon Clowney. I think that they see some production. He's made some Pro Bowls. But I think ultimately they believe that Clowney is not worth the money because of injuries and because of motor. I really honestly believe O'Brien doesn't see Clowney as a linchpin organizational guy that you've got to re-sign. And I think he worries about giving Clowney money and where the motor goes after that. Fair or unfair, I just don't think Bill O'Brien's in love with Jadeveon Clowney. And there's another sub-level to this. I wouldn't be surprised if O'Brien is not willing to pay Clowney because he doesn't want to saddle the next GM with a bad contract. I think Bill O'Brien's already putting chess pieces in play to survive the next GM. I mean, let's face it, Bill O'Brien is not a great head coach. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that actually think that he is, but he has not accomplished anything in New England. I mean, winning the AFC South at 9-7 is not a big deal. And being the best former Patriots assistant coach is, again, a really low bar. That is the valedictorian of summer school. So Bill O'Brien does not deserve, you know, this kind of automatic, you'll be back, we're going to keep you long term, because he hasn't really proven that he deserves that yet. But with more shakeup in the general manager seat, I think he's watching and waiting to see who the next GM is going to be and saying, I'll do the financially responsible thing for the organization, and that will help me in the eyes of the owner and the next GM to keep me employed. And in doing so, yeah, I think they're putting way too much pressure on Deshaun Watson. Look, Watson is great. It's kind of impossible not to love what Deshaun Watson brings to the table, even though he can be inconsistent, wasn't great in the wild card game last year. But Watson does so many things that you love and can pull a rabbit out of the hat. And you know he's your guy for the foreseeable future and will only get better. But you can't ask him to do too much. You can't ask him to carry this entire team at this point in his career. You can't ask him to not have a legitimate ground game, to not have great pass rush, to not have a solid defense. And I just think that the Texans walk the line of expecting Watson to bail them out of every situation because he's done it before. Doesn't mean you need to count on him to do it every time. And if I were the Texans, I would be looking at this season as another window in a winnable division and making sure instead of trading away Jadeveon Clowney, he's under contract at least for this year. Make him happy this year, whatever it's going to take this year. Make him feel wanted and loved, what have you. But shopping him or allowing him to look at the other shiny objects around the NFL is not helping your cause in terms of supporting Deshaun Watson and winning a very winnable division. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. And on Twitter, DA on CBS, if you want to weigh in on the Texans and Clowney and Deshaun Watson situation. So Gronk yesterday spoke about his post-playing plans, and he got really emotional and really choked up about having to leave the game and what the game was doing to him mentally and physically. So I know there's always this dance with, is Gronk going to come back? Is he going to come back this season? Does he just want to avoid the training camp and early part of the year? But what we heard yesterday from Gronk, does it suggest that actually he's more likely to be retired for good? We'll hear the audio and talk about it next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
I like Darwin Zook. You know what? Listen to a tape. Listen to get an idea of what our Trash Tuesday is. Give me something a little more juice. Everyone hates the pace of play. Give me something.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
The always irritable Pete the Body Bellotti taking his frustrations out in a just regular guy. An update announcer. Poor Darwin Zook. Felt the wrath of the body. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Brand new PGP is out, and guess who is the subject of the permission-granted profile? The First Lady of Trash Tuesday, Courtney. A tremendous conversation with Mraz about how she was indoctrinated into the DA show and one of the things she wants to be resurrected. That's part of this week's PGP, the show about the show. Your permission granted podcast. It's time to ask the pros today, where you, the listener, gets to ask a question. Pick a question, any question, brought to you by O'Reilly. Simply tweet it at me, DA on CBS. I'll answer it later on in the show. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. Are the Texans shopping Jadeveon Clowney? Is he going to end up in Miami with the Dolphins? And if so, are they asking Deshaun Watson to do too much? Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. And it's brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Jeff is in Roanoke, listening on 101.7 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning. Man, you are making some really, really good points about the Texans. And I think it's kind of quietly been under the radar because they're what I call top-heavy in talent, but their foundation is extremely weak. When you look at their offensive line and their secondary, and then you've got the most disruptive player in the league. You know, I know his stats don't always show it, but, I mean, any offensive lineman will tell you they don't want to go against Clowney, and yet they found a way to screw that up because they haven't signed him, and then they also let the deadline pass a couple weeks ago where his trade value is even less now because, I don't know, they can't sign him to a long-term deal, but I just don't know what they're doing there, and I certainly don't blame Clowney for looking around and trying to get the hell out of Dodge because it's just a terrible organization. O'Brien is, you know, got nine lives, and they're not going anywhere this year.
I wonder if there is a loyalty to Bill O'Brien because they worry about how much worse it could be. You know, there's some organizations that are just happy being relatively competitive, that's enough. And I realize that there's always a danger in the grass is greener. But for the Houston Texans, think about what they have accomplished or lack thereof in Bill O'Brien's tenure. I mean, at least when you had Gary Kubiak there, same kind of deal, 9 wins, 10 wins maybe, a wild card berth, but not much more. Maybe winning the division so you play wild card weekend and then getting blown out by the Patriots, let's say, in the divisional round. But Gary Kubiak always seemed to be, in my estimation, really well liked around the organization and a guy that offensively could take players that maybe weren't as good as their production and get them to that next level. And Bill O'Brien came in and I think kind of stalled everything. I don't feel like they've been all that creative or imaginative. And he said 3-9-7s, and granted last year was an 11-5, and that was a good one, and they won the division. But again, you saw how they flamed out in the playoffs, and it almost feels like, hey, we could do much worse. We don't want to be doing much worse, so let's just keep the status quo around here. And I think that you run the risk of doing to Deshaun Watson what the Colts did to Andrew Luck. Make him be a savior day in, day out, week in, week out, every Sunday. That ends up taking a toll because you didn't support him properly early in his career. Rob Gronkowski is apparently working with a CBD cannabis company for his post-playing career, and I applaud that as the next avenue for health and awareness, or health and wellness, I should say, for athletes and former athletes, because we know the opioid epidemic here in the States, and it has been primarily because we have gone to doctors and these players have trusted medical staff, and the institution, the industrial complex that is the health industry, has basically foisted upon us pain meds, feel better. This will make you feel great. It'll make you feel great. It's going to make you feel really great. Did I mention how great it's going to make you feel? And you can go get it at Walmart. Legal drugs sold at Walmart. And they make you feel great. And guess what? You get addicted to making you feel great. And so players have dealt with the same thing because they're under pain all the time. And doctors through this medical complex have said, just take this. It'll make you feel great, and you can play through it, and you're going to feel great. And guess what ends up happening? You end up shredding your body because you're addicted to opioids, and you're reliant and dependent on those. And so CBD and cannabis is a far safer, more natural solution to these types of problems. Thankfully, we're starting to open up our eyes, but it took an epidemic, a crisis here in the States to realize, oh, wait, maybe all of these people weren't giving us the best advice all along. And oh, by the way, you can still get it at Walmart. All the medicine you want to feel good. Criminal. Totally criminal. So I applaud athletes for opening up their eyes and trying to push this agenda because it's much healthier for them. But beyond that, here is Rob Gronkowski, who got very emotional about the toll physically and mentally the injuries were taking on his body, which forced him to retire this offseason.
I want to be clear to my fans. I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down, and I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life, like the joy. I'm sorry right now, but I really was, and I was fighting through it. And I knew what I signed up for, and I knew what I was fighting through. And I knew I just have to fix myself.
So I appreciate, you know, Gronk's emotion there and candor, because, I mean, that's the one thing about Gronk. What you see is what you get, and that's why people really love him. And I think that what you hear right there is Gronk being really honest. I mean, he talked about being unable to sleep more than 15 minutes a night after that Super Bowl because he was in such pain and that his body just was giving out on him. And that even after that, months later after the Super Bowl, he was averaging like a half hour sleeping per night in consistent pain. And he just said, it's not worth it anymore. And for anybody that has dealt with insomnia, anybody that has dealt with being just unable to fall asleep, even for a couple nights in a row, let alone weeks or months on end or years, it totally rots your brain. It is the most devastating thing mentally because you just sit there in bed, and luckily I've never had long bouts with insomnia, but I've had nights, a couple nights in a row where I feel under pressure or I've got a million things going on and I want to be asleep. And I'll tell you, when we work the overnights and, you know, my body clock was just totally shredded. I mean, it was honestly hanging on. I was mentally hanging on by a thread because you're trying to stay up between the hours of midnight and 7 a.m. every single day. And so your body clock is way off. And then you try to adjust during the weekends because you want to sleep and live a normal life on Saturdays and Sundays. You just simply can't. And so your body is waking up at 2 a.m. in the morning and you can't go back to bed. And then you can't fall asleep at 9 p.m. And it's just like you're a walking zombie. You look terrible. Mentally, you're all over the place. You lay in bed waiting, wanting to fall asleep. And it's just a misery. So I can only imagine Gronk going through this and going, I got to get out of this. I've achieved 3 Super Bowl championships. I got 3 rings. I'm going to go to the Hall of Fame. I played with one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time for one of the greatest organizations of all time. You know what? I'm good. And I don't think we'll see Gronk back. I don't. I don't think we'll see Gronk back because some of the other things he said in that presser yesterday was, if he comes back, he needs to be mentally all in and know that he can do it week in, week out. And that's see, people have kind of theorized that he would parachute back into the Patriots and play, you know, come in week 6 and play the rest of the season or something like that. I don't think that's how Gronk is wired. I don't think he's going to just parachute in and play a couple of weeks and just try to make the playoffs or what have you. I think when it comes to understanding the rigors of the body and the season and the commitment it takes, I think you really do have to be all in, especially with the Patriots. I don't think we're going to see Gronk out there. I think the pain was intolerable. And remember that Gronk dropped in the draft coming out of Arizona because of injuries. Gronk has had injuries his entire football career. You see how he's built. He's not indestructible. He's like RoboCop out there. Half of his body has to be built, you know, in mechanics. But he had back issues at Arizona. Even though he was one of the most productive tight ends when he was on the field, teams were scared that the back injury would ruin him forever. And ultimately, I don't think that we're ever going to see him back because this has been, at now this point, a 10-year process for Gronk of his body consistently giving out. And I just think mentally, a lot like Andrew Luck, he's broken. And isn't it amazing that Gronk can retire because his body, he can't do it anymore. And he is applauded as a hero. And Andrew Luck retires because his body's given out and he's booed. And that it's weak-minded, it's soft. I find that so interesting that people have just kind of picked at the one guy they feel is a target because of timing. I mean, timing. So you're not going to allow Andrew Luck to make a life decision based on what you feel is the proper timing in your world. And you are not employed by the Colts. You are not a teammate of Andrew Luck. You do not pay his salary, but you are going to make the decision that his decision is poorly timed, even though Gronk's decision is applauded. I don't get it. I don't think Gronk's coming back. When we come back here on the DA show, there was basically an on-air assault here on CBS Sports Radio over the weekend. I mean, it got uncomfortably angry on CBS Sports Radio. And I don't oftentimes say that, except when Mraz does geography, then it's also uncomfortably awkward. But over the weekend, I don't know if you heard this, Bogish, but there was an on-air host that essentially committed an assault verbally.
On a coworker or a caller or a guest?
On a caller.
Really?
On a caller.
I did not know about this.
Well, we're going to play this audio for you next. And I'd like to see just how uncomfortable you are.
I am pre-appalled by whoever did this.
That's coming up next as part of Soundcheck. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
I'm a shown up the alien now, sir. I will be calling back soon. Thank you so much, DA, from Starville. Hail State.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, it's almost college football season. In fact, it is college football season this weekend, week one of college football. And I am ready to roll on Sunday morning football beginning next Sunday for week one of the NFL season. Throughout the entire football season, 20 weeks beginning next Sunday, I'll be with you every Sunday morning for season four of Sunday Morning Football, 10 until noon Eastern time. 10 until noon Eastern time, that's 7 until 9 Pacific. And 10 until noon Eastern time will basically lead you right into NFL pregame shows nationally. So that's why we wanted to time it out that way. It'll shift 1 hour later this year for the time slot it had been. We had been for the last 3 years, but super excited. And every week I'm going to be breaking down college football. And I always talk about this. Sunday Morning Football is important to me because I think it's a really good show. We put a lot of work into it. It's a highly produced show. I think it's a good sounding show. But it gives me a chance to really get into college football because once the NFL Sunday hits, the entire world revolves around the NFL. And I think the college football gets pushed to the background. And so Sunday Morning Football allows us to really deep dive into Saturday college football before the NFL takes over. You know, one of the things that I'm disappointed by is when I wake up on a Sunday morning, and, you know, for Sunday morning football, pretty bright and early, by the time I flip on a TV, could be 6 o'clock in the morning, we're already into NFL pregame stuff. And it's like everything that happened on Saturday has been shoved to the background. And it could have been a great Saturday night game that ended at midnight. Or let's face it, Pac-12 after dark that could end at 1 a.m. Eastern time. And like 4 hours later, everybody shifted to the NFL. And so that's why I love Sunday morning football, to allow us the time to really get into what happened on Saturday. So if you are a college football fan like I am, I think you'll really enjoy the show. Saturday happens, and we react Sunday morning as soon as that day starts, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern time, starting next week for week one of the NFL season. Our phone number is 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about the Jadeveon Clowney situation and whether Gronk will come back or not. Mraz, what's your gut here? Will we ever see Gronk back in the football field?
I still think we do, but it's tough. It's going to be tough for him to play again after hearing him that emotional about being hurt and everything. Because if you're that serious about that, and I think you should be that serious about that, how do you then come back and tell everybody I'm okay to play again?
He's on the verge of tears talking about how dark the time was.
Yes.
And so if he comes back and plays, it kind of feels like that was a little shallow.
Yes, exactly. If you truly feel that way, and we have no reason to think we're hearing him be emotional, how can you come back, let's say, in the end of October and go chase a ring with Tom Brady this year? To me, that just doesn't add up. So while I still feel like I haven't seen the last of Gronk, yesterday made me question Gronk's legitimacy to this, if you will.
If Gronk played for the Bengals, would you think that he would be coming back?
No. No.
So a lot of this is because you feel like the Patriots could move things around to get him there.
Yes, absolutely. And also the idea that why would you come back and, you know, bang your body around to go 6-10? you're going to come back because you know you have a legitimate great shot at winning a Super Bowl.
I think we're also now in a time where players, I think Brady is a dinosaur. I think Breeze is a dinosaur. I just don't think we're going to have many players any longer in the NFL that want to play until the very last drop. I think they make so much money now. I think that there's so much science about wellness. There's so much information about guys that are going through CTE or other things that wreck their bodies late in their lives. I just don't think you'll have many guys that if they're being injured in the middle of their career will want to keep pushing it, because let's face it, Andrew Luck and Gronk and other guys, I mean, they've made as much money as they could possibly ever spend in their lifetime by the time that they're 25 years old. I mean, sure, you play for the second contract, the third contract, that sets up like three more generations of your family, but you know, if you make $75 million by the time you're 29 years old or something like that, or even $50 million, you can walk away and go, yeah, I did good. Like, that's 50 times more than most guys made 20 years ago. Okay, I got to get this audio because this was aggressive audio, and I need to hear Bogish's take on this, because Bogish, I think he's a gentleman.
Thank you.
I think he's a man of society.
Thank you.
I think he treats people well, and I am just interested to hear what he thought about this being on our airwaves here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's get to your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, can we start with Gronk here? Because as I mentioned before, he is now entering, representing a company, working with a company that is using CBD and cannabis for dealing with health issues.
I had to recover. That's why you haven't seen me in 5 months. I've been rebuilding myself and finding a new way. I had countless injuries and 9 surgeries, which took an absolute beating on my body and my soul. I was hurt both mentally and physically. I'm here today to appeal to the sports governing bodies of the world to update their position on CBD, whether that's the NBA, MLB, or NFL. It's just time.
I would agree with him. And as I mentioned before, the foisting of pain meds on everybody, players, but also the American public over the last 15 to 20 years has been criminal. And for athletes, finding healthier, more natural ways that won't get them completely addicted or ravage their body and their internal organs or create really terrible mental situations, I mean, to me, is the right play. And we will look back on this era 20 years from now, 30 years from now, and go, wow, sports leagues were so behind the times on pain meds versus cannabis. Ron Rivera, Riverboat, says Cam Newton, despite hurting his foot in the preseason last weekend, is ready for week one.
He's made good strides, and we're pretty excited about it, you know, because we'll have a couple extra days to practice and get ready for the Rams as well. So, good. No, there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, he's been doing everything he's done. He did exactly what he needed to, and we're at the point now where, you know, it's just a matter of time before, you know, once we start our prep, our actual prep for the Rams, that he's back on the field.
There is no doubt in Rivera's mind that he is going to be playing and back for week number one. I think an interesting point about this is Cam Newton has been incredible in his career when he has been most mobile. And his physicality at that position, because he is so big, so strong, and so fast, and so mobile, has given him an incredible advantage on the field. We're going to start seeing him at 30 years old be unable to use his legs as much, and that's kind of already started. But if he wants to protect himself, he cannot be as mobile, he cannot run as much. And so now there has to be a transition for Cam Newton. He has to advance into an even better pocket passer. And in his MVP season of 2015, he was a really, really effective one and a really good one. But he's going to have to be even better, because there's not going to be much longer much threat of him moving around. He'll be able to shift in the pocket, But using his legs to pick up first downs and take those hits downfield, he just simply won't be able to do it. Will Cam be able to evolve? And finally, here is our weekend overnight host, Zach Gelb, who over the weekend was talking about the Andrew Luck retirement. And there is a caller, David in Alabama, that calls up to, I guess, argue. And this one was a real throwdown. And I got to admit, upon hearing this, I felt like I had to go hide in a closet.
Why are you still on hold and why are you still listening?
Because I want to voice my opinion, that's why.
That's because you like the show.
No,
that's BS. Nah. You wouldn't stick around. You wouldn't stick around. Shut your mouth for a second. It's my show.
You let me voice my opinion?
No, I will. We'll get there in a second. It's my show.
You've been talking the whole time.
I'm talking my whole time because it's a talk show. It's called the Zach Gelb Show.
You're not talking sports.
We're not talking sports. Dave, and guess what?
You're listening.
You are listening and holding and listening to every word I say. And if I want to scream over you, I'll scream over you, Dave. I'll do whatever I want, Dave. Now go make your point. Let me hear your real riveting point. Go ahead, Dave.
You're not getting paid no money.
I'm getting paid no money. Dave, shut your mouth for a second. My life's miserable. Yeah. Oh yeah, real miserable. Go ahead, Dave.
You got an apartment, dude.
Yeah, I live in New York City. You live in New York City, you have an apartment.
Stop stuttering.
Oh, okay, Dave.
That got real personal.
Wow, what did Dave say to begin all of that before the clip started?
Mraz, can you fill us in?
Yeah, apparently the clip started because Zach had spent 10 minutes talking about his new apartment and some dog. I guess his dog, maybe, or somebody else's dog. That wasn't really including the clip, but that's where Dave starts saying, you know, this is a sports talk show, and all you're talking about is this. I'm waiting on hold to talk sports, and you're just talking about nonsense. And Zach reiterates that this is the Zach Gelb Show. He'll talk about what he wants to talk about.
So there's a couple of things there that stand out to me. I don't know if I've ever heard a sports talk radio host, at least not these airwaves, yell, shut your mouth at a listener or a caller. That's a pretty aggressive. Shut your mouth. He said that multiple times. Shut your mouth.
Right. And you can hang up on him instead of just telling him to shut his mouth.
Shut your mouth.
After all of that, he's like, and now I'll take your call. He let him make his point after all of that.
And number two, Zach yelling, I'll do whatever I want, Dave.
I'll do whatever I want, Dave. And you're listening.
It's the Zach Gelb Show, Dave. I'll do whatever I want, Dave.
Shut your mouth for a second.
Wow.
So I ask you.
Yeah.
Is that good radio because it's confrontational and it makes your ears perk up? Or is that uncomfortable radio and would drive away listeners?
I mean, I guess I'm entertained, so it makes it good. But is it necessary, I think, is the bigger question.
Well, no.
I don't know.
Let's start with if it's good radio or not. Mraz?
I was entertained. If being entertained means good radio,
then yes,
it was good radio.
Yes, ultimately our job is to entertain.
Right. I was entertained.
But can't happen again for a long time, though.
No, however, I will say, I think I found Dave more entertaining than Zach did. Therein lies the next part of it being good radio.
Why'd you find Dave more entertaining?
Because he got Zach's goat, and he wasn't backing down, and every, line he had made me laugh. It was a funny line at Zach as Zach's yelling at him.
Well, because that's a good point. Dave in Alabama found a spot to get Zach really riled up and angry. He got Zach angry.
In a hurry.
In
0-60.
That escalated quickly.
I respect Dave because Dave feels like me there, where I'm purposely just annoying people.
All right, so we admit that it's entertaining. Do you think that drew more listeners to listen to Zach Gelb on overnights or pushed more away because they think that Zach is a bully?
Ooh, I think it could have drawn more people to listen to the show from, I want to see what happens next. But I do think Zach probably rubbed a lot of listeners the wrong way. Who is this guy with this ego yelling at callers?
Shut your mouth, Dave!
Yeah.
Dave!
So I think it works both ways.
Shut your mouth for a second.
I'll do whatever I want, Dave!
Dave! I don't think he lost listeners over it, but I don't think he gained any either.
Zero-sum game here.
Yeah, because if you hear it, you're like, okay, fine, that was funny, but I don't want to hear that over and over again, so I'm not going to sign up to listen to Zach yell at the next guy that calls in. But I don't think it was bad enough that folks were like, enough's enough, I'm out of here.
Now, this is not to dismiss anybody or be disrespectful, but can overnight weekend hosts claim it's the Zach Gelb show. I'll do whatever I want, Dave.
Well, it is the Zach Gelb show, okay. So he can do whatever all right. he wants. He's not filling in. It is his show.
Okay. All right. So it doesn't have to be a Monday through Friday person can shred the call.
No, there's imaging, there's opens, it's the Zach Gelb show. So, I mean, it is his show.
If he was filling in for one show one day, can you do that?
No, I think you could yell, but you can't say it's my show, Dave.
Okay, my show, Dave. It's all about Dave. When will Antonio Brown just let it go? We'll discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.